At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Macabre. Misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 70 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hey guys, excuse my voice today. It's a little yucky, sorry. I love y'all though.
Yeah, and we've got three episodes to record with that lovely voice.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Well, Tracy, I'm going to point out before we even get started with this one, that this story does involve suicide. So if that's a subject that you would prefer not to hear about, feel free to skip this episode.
Yeah.
But I do think this is a story that has a lot that can be learned from it. So I've always found this to be a very sad and tragic story. Some of you out there may know this story. You may have even seen some video from it.
Oh, really?
The video is very hard to find. And we'll talk a little more about that towards the end of the episode. Like I said, I've always found this to be a very sad and tragic story that unfortunately shows how the world around us can affect our emotional and mental stability.
I'm sure.
In 1972, a reporter by the name of Christine Chubbuck, she gets what, at the time, she thinks is her dream job. This is with WXLT Channel 40 television station in Sarasota, Florida. She was initially hired as a reporter, but this quickly got switched. And she then became the host of a little spot that they called Suncoast Digest. This was a Sunday morning show that would focus on local affairs at 9 a.m.
Okay.
Christine had been a little socially awkward most of her life. She was a very attractive woman. She just had trouble fitting in,
Okay.
Now, during her time at the news station, she fell for a co-worker by the name of George Ryan. He was also a reporter. She would try to get his attention by baking him cakes and expressing her desire to hang out with him. But he was already romantically involved with another co-worker. This was a huge blow to her confidence.
She had no idea?
No, I don't think she did.
Okay.
Now, this is something that she had encountered time after time after time in her life. According to family members, she would go to several different dates throughout the years, but she could never really socially connect with any of the men that she went out with. Mm. So none of it ever amounted to much more than a date or two. It would get worse for Christine. She had goals to eventually be a mother. And in 1973, she had to undergo surgery to have one of her ovaries removed. The doctors informed her that if she was not able to conceive in the next 3 years, there was a strong possibility that she would never be able to conceive.
That's so sad.
As 1974 approached, Christine noticed a shift in the way that the news was being reported, not just at her station, but kind of across the country. She always had a desire to do what she believed to be high-impact stories about issues affecting the local community. But her news station, like I said, along with most of the news stations at the time, started leaning more towards stories that we're going to say are a tad bit more juicy.
Oh, okay.
They went more for the shock and awe type stories to drive viewership, which would in turn create more revenue. The news that Christine was tasked with reporting began to shift further and further towards spectacle and shock. And when I say that, I'm basically talking about, instead of all these feel-good stories mm-hmm. that used to be on the news, it was now murders, robberies, all the negative stuff that's right. still around today.
Yes, and that will work on your psyche.
Right. So she went as far as to complain to the executives, but this didn't work whatsoever. It is what it was, and if you were going to work here, that's what you're going to report. Hmm. Do what you're told. As a result, Christine became stuck in a mindset in a world that she was growing to hate. She hated her personal life, and now she was hating her business life. Everything around her was something she dreaded. I think we can all understand that feeling.
Right, of course.
You know, you are your surroundings a lot of times.
Yes, right.
It's depressing to watch the news today, so it doesn't surprise me at all. It's all horrible stories with very few feel-good stories, when it used to be more the opposite. Well, Christine would soon have a shocking surprise to make her point. And I'll tell you about that right after this quick sponsor break.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
So Tracy, the rest of the story may be hard to listen to for most. I will again give you an opportunity to stop listening to the episode if you think this might be a little too much. By this point, you kind of see the direction somewhat that we're going in. All right. On July 15th, 1974, exactly 49 years ago today when this episode comes out, Christine came into the news station, and by all accounts, she was actually in a pretty good mood. She seemed to be jovial. She seemed to be enthusiastic, are the terms that were used. At 9 a.m., Suncoast Digest starts. But instead of opening the show traditionally, Christine claimed that she had to read a newscast. She'd never done this before. This is something that she had never done before. She takes her seat at the news desk, and for the first 8 minutes of the show, she talks about three national news stories and a shooting that took place locally the day before. Actually, I find this part really fascinating. Now, she's doing this in hindsight to be able to show these are the crappy stories we're doing.
Yeah.
These are the stories that fill the news these days. Right after she tells the stories and she's on the subject about the shooting, the local shooting, she goes to play some footage from that shooting, but there are some technical difficulties. So she tells the story and then she says, okay, now here's some video from our reporter in the field, and it jams up. Here's the part I find interesting. Christine then apologized. And she goes on to say, sorry, we had some technical difficulties. If you watched the news last night, you were able to see that story. If not, if you'll watch tonight at like 5 p.m. on the newscast, we will have a rerun of it. So everything seems pretty normal. But as soon as she gets through saying that, she pulls out a handwritten script. And she starts reading to the viewers. She said, and I quote, in keeping with the WXLT practice of presenting the most immediate and complete reports of local blood and guts news, TV 40 presents what is believed to be a television first. In living color, exclusive coverage of an attempted suicide. At this moment, Christine pulled a Smith & Wesson revolver out of her bag, placed it behind her right ear, and fired.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
She immediately fell forward onto her desk. In a frantic response, the technical people there at the studio, they faded to black, and then they scrambled to start playing a movie. Calls began to flood the studio, questioning the authenticity of what people had just witnessed. Some actually thought this was a morbid prank. Sadly, it was far from that. Christine was rushed to Sarasota Hospital. Now, back at the station, producer Mike Simmons discovered two pages of the script that Christine had left behind. The first page was what
she had just
heard,
said.
What we had already said. But the second page was a follow-up intended to be read by a third party. And it says, today, Christine Chubbuck shot herself during a live broadcast. She was rushed to Sarasota Hospital, where she remains in critical condition. Surprisingly, her prediction turned out to be correct. She was rushed to Sarasota Hospital and was in critical condition until her death 14 hours later. Her body was cremated and her ashes were spread at the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
I mentioned the footage.
The actual footage you can see?
Well, no. You can see some, but not to that point.
Oh, my goodness.
There was one videotape. The owner of the station had it, and he vowed it would never be out. And then when he died, his wife then sent it to like a security company or something. Mm-hmm. So it's out there, but you can't see that footage. But that actually happened on live TV.
I cannot imagine. That poor soul, bless her heart.
I've seen the footage of the, the politician.
Yeah.
That did that, you know, because he was getting ready to go to jail for embezzlement or whatever the situation was. And he did that on live TV.
Oh, my gosh.
And that footage is out there to be seen. But this one, like I said, there's plenty of footage of her, and there's footage of her starting her spiel, but I don't think there's any footage out there available of the actual deed itself, which is a good thing.
Yeah, nobody really needs to see that. But I mean, I can't imagine. I feel for her so bad, and just how traumatizing that was for all the viewers, you know. And it's a sad way to end your life, for sure.
Yes. So I apologize if that story is a little, not, you know, we don't do all fun stories on Macabre Misfortunes. There's a lot of them are tragedies and stuff, but yeah. This one seems probably hit a little closer to home to a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
You know, not everybody's involved in a, you know, cave collapse or something, but this is something, suicide is something that affects a lot of people. But I did think it was important for people to hear that what you're surrounded with can determine how you think.
Yeah.
And that's why I always try to tell people, if you got negative people around you, get the hell away from them.
Exactly.
You know, go find something else. If you're not happy with your job, go find something else. There are alternatives.
Absolutely, guys. Just don't give up.
So that's it. Don't give up and talk to somebody. If she had somebody to talk to, that might not have happened.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, it's a sad story.
All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
We love you guys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.